Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I am so grateful you're here with us, and I'm very thankful to be your host. We're looking at a little bit of the Battle of Carchemish and some other things from the Babylonian Chronicles. And these are such dramatic segues into Holy Scripture, verifying the veracity, proofs of Holy Scripture. So let's get started. We're in the Wycliffe Dictionary of Biblical Archaeology, editor Charles Pfeiffer, one of our many dozens and hundreds, maybe, of resources we've used over the years. So this is season 56, episode 19. Do check out our other ones on the channel. Maybe make a journal or a notebook of things you find interesting. So let's dive in. So the date of this epic battle, this is the Battle of Carchemish, is therefore to be certainly dated in May-June 605 BC. The swiftness of the occupation of the west accords both with the words of Jeremiah and with 2 Kings 24:7, that the king of Babylon took all the area claimed by the king of Egypt from the river of Egypt, Wadi el Arish, that's the river of Egypt, to the river Euphrates. Since the chronicle makes no mention of any attack on Jerusalem itself, in this Jehoiakim's third year, the accuracy of Daniel 1:1 has been questioned. Now, I did want to just back up before we get into the answering of that question and say, like 605 BC, you know, dramatic, just in this few year period, you've got Assyria going from being the dominant power to Babylon, and we know the significance of that from Daniel 2, Daniel 7. Greatest kingdom from then until now, according to Holy Scripture, and Nebuchadnezzar becoming ruler from his father. So, and not just Assyrian power, but Egyptian power being highly decreased, because the Egyptians, if you read the history of the time, you know, they won some battles against the Babylonians, and they were considered fierce rivals. So, since the chronicle makes no mention, and we've already said that, it is possible that the Babylonian force which pursued to the Egyptian frontier may have made a swift siege of the Judean capital with the successful results described in Daniel 1:2. Others assume a different method of dating, but this does explain the words "and besieged it." The Hebrew text might simply be translated "and showed hostility to it" from an Akkadian "kur." Let me make sure I'm saying that right, or Sur, S-R-R. If the last suggestion is correct, then Jehoiakim would have been with the kings of Damascus, Tyre and Sidon, who says the Babylonian text brought tribute to Nebuchadnezzar's accession year. It is certain that by this year, Jehoiakim was a vassal, for 3 years later, 2 Kings 24:1, he had broken away. Despite the warnings of Jeremiah, Jehoiakim seems to have succumbed to the approaches from Egypt, perhaps encouraged by the defeat of the Babylonians by the army of Necho II in a battle known only from the chronicle for the year 601. So you see, after Carchemish, Egypt won a battle in even 601. Getting back to when was this third, and actually the first, of the sieges of Jerusalem and the taking captive of Jerusalem. You know, it would have been very easy in short order after Carchemish with the death of Josiah to have gone into Egypt and come back and just had people like Daniel and the three Hebrew children and others taken captive. This would not have been something dramatic, and maybe would not have warranted mention. Or if it is mentioned, it's lost. Or if it is mentioned, it's, as it mentioned, a passing reference. So, yeah, there's no error in the Bible. It'd be an argument from silence, very difficult to prove. In open battle, they smote each other and inflicted a severe defeat on each other. This was Egypt and Babylon in 601. The Babylonians rested at home, re-equipping his army throughout the next year. The sack of Ashkelon in 604 BC may be reflected in Aramaic papyrus from Saqqara, in which a Phoenician city pleads for help at this critical time. The fall of the city may have occasioned the public fast proclaimed in Judah at this time. And then the capture of Jerusalem in 597-ish BC. In 599-598, this text describes a Babylonian attack on the Arab tribes east of Jerusalem. These raids were the subject of Jeremiah's oracles in 49:28-33, Jeremiah. They were, perhaps, but a step taken in preparation for the punitive expedition against rebellious Judah, and this, in turn, was an action designed to safeguard the line of march from the Babylonians, or later to invade Egypt. And you may remember, I think even Ethiopia had like a 1,000,000-man army come up in maybe directly before that time period, if my memory serves me correctly. So there's a lot of reasons to take the Holy Land, but mostly it was judgments of God. But you also had, just as a practical matter, land bridge between Africa, Asia, and Europe. And extremely strategic, and as far as navigation into the warm waters of the Mediterranean, and a lot there. So God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Join us daily. Share with your friends, family, church family. Leave us a 5-star review. Helps people find us. Maybe make a journal or a notebook of things you find interesting. Check out our other episodes on the podcast. And God bless you. We'll see you later.